Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls we go to the AMP line. Who's this? You're on the air.
It's Ivy.
Hey, Ivy. We talked about what happened with our friend Sam, co-host on the show, also the documentarian behind ObscuredSleuth.com earlier tonight. But I wasn't so great at recalling exactly what it was that you had done today. I know that you went out to visit him at the jail. They claimed that he wasn't coming down voluntarily and that they couldn't bring him down without permission from the superintendent. So that kind of fell flat because you had intended to meet with him at the jail. Of course, we don't know if they told him it was you that was there, or, and as Mark
suggested, know anything.
They may have been trying to get him to be obedient to them in order to come downstairs in the first place. So we still don't know what the full story is with Sam's status in the jail. The superintendent did not bother to call me back today. He did not call me back on Monday either. So apparently he's not bothering to return phone calls, which is strange because I've met the guy in person and he's a nice enough guy. I mean, he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I thought I had decent rapport with him, but he hasn't called me back. So then you went to the district court, and you found out that the judge had put in an order about this whole case. Can you just kind of recap what your events of your day were like? Because I couldn't do the best job of it.
Why not, Ian?
It's all the legal terms.
That's basically what I did. Yep, I was down at the jail first in the morning, that's exactly it. The COs went down. I guess he's downstairs. I'm assuming that means voluntary right now. Downstairs to tell him that I was here to see him. I don't know if they told him my name or if they just said, your lawyer is here, because every one of them took my words legal assistant and decided that meant I was a lawyer. And so at that point, when the CO came back, he said to me that Sam is lying on the floor and told them that they would have to carry him up if they wanted him to move.
I didn't know that was a downstairs. I thought that was an upstairs thing, which would have meant he was in population or in their maximum security thing. But I suppose it makes sense that there would be some solitary confinement in the basement or something. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
So the CO came back and said if I wanted to see Sam, that I would have to first call the superintendent. I took that to kind of mean that the superintendent could authorize them to drag him up if I was that so inclined. I wasn't about to do that.
Right.
I love Sam too much to drag him out of anywhere.
Yeah.
So I said okay, and I went on my way. I then went over to the Keene District Court. I got copies of his four charges against him. He is charged as John Doe, and according to the jail, he is processed and being held as John Doe. Although if you do call and ask for Sam, they know who you're talking about.
All yes, they did. I called and asked about him, and they said that I couldn't come visit, and that's really all I did. Didn't know what else to say.
Right, and he is processed and held under John Doe, though. Even though they know who he is, they're not going to change their minds about that. And then I also got a copy. Yesterday he was scheduled for a video arraignment, and he apparently was doing the same thing yesterday. And so the court issued an order without him there. And if you'd like, I can read this order. It's pretty lengthy, but it basically...
I don't think we need to
Can you give me the gist of it?
Yeah, just give us the executive summary, if you would.
Yep. Basically says that he is issued $10,000 cash bail. That bail can only be paid before the court and will only be taken when he changes his mind about identifying himself.
So you can't even... So even if you wanted to go and bail Sam out, and I don't think Sam would want that, but even if you'd wanted to go and bail Sam out, they wouldn't even allow it to happen until he obeys them to some extent.
Correct. Correct. And then the next thing it says
And that's
is
really
that
what this is all about. That's really what it's all about. As Dale would point out from anarchyinyourhead.com, the ultimate crime, if we're excluding any crimes, you know, that are actually having a victim, the ultimate crime against the state in every single case, whether it's the old ladies and the pies, like we were talking about last hour, or it's this, is obedience. If you are obedient enough, then they'll go somewhat easy on you. They'll still screw you and take your money, but at least they'll, you know, lube you up a little bit first. But if you're not obedient in any way, shape, or form, then you could be locked in their prison cells for the rest of your life. And that's what Sam's situation is right now. They will keep him there either until they decide to dump him out onto the street for whatever reason, or until he obeys them.
Right. And so that's kind of the rest of the order. It's saying that the defendant has a right to retain counsel or apply for counsel. The court says it is probably unwise of him to represent himself. And then it says, depending on the circumstances, the court reserves the right to appoint counsel in its own motion. And if the defendant does not, is under the condition that he does not desire counsel, he shall so inform the court. So in other words, if he doesn't in writing tell them, I don't want counsel, they're going to appoint counsel for him.
Right, and good luck on his part to actually get his hands on a pencil and a piece of paper the situation that he's in right now. I mean, if he asks them for a pencil and paper, they're going to say, well, yeah, we'll give that to you as soon as you give us fill in the blanks of all these information that we want to get out of you. So basically, the court, if he doesn't beg them to allow him to have some sort of other option, they're going to force a court-appointed attorney on him.
Right. And then it also says the court will wait a reasonable time to hear from the defendant before taking any further action in this case, including setting a trial date. So they're going to hold him indefinitely until they hear from him, or that's what the order says.
Yeah.
So
that's what they're going to do. Yeah.
So I was explaining earlier that you had filed some sort of a motion for an appearance that would allow you to basically step into the role of Sam's representative. That way, that would essentially cut them off from their option of forcing him to have a state attorney. Did I understand that correctly?
Correct. So based on this order, since it seemed so damning, I did speak with you, Ian, and a couple other people. And we all kind of came to the same conclusion that we know Sam probably wouldn't want a court-appointed attorney. And so probably the best approach is to have one of us appointed counsel. And so what I did was I filed what's called an appearance. And basically that is telling the court that I will represent Sam. And when I did that, I wrote on there, pursuant to RSA 311-1 and District Court Rule 8.5C, which is basically talking about non-lawyer representatives. And
because that's allowed in New Hampshire. You're allowed to have somebody who's just your friend, basically, if you want, or just anybody represent you.
Correct. And at that point, Larry, the court clerk, asked me, well, are you a lawyer? I said, well, I'm not a member of the bar. And he said, fair enough, and took my motion. And so
And you filed something else, too, right? Didn't you file something else? What was the other thing? I couldn't recall what that was.
So then I also filed a motion for a release. And in my motion, I asked for Ian to be I asked for Sam to be released. I said, you know, the defendant will not plead to these charges. Pursuant to the district court rule, the court can issue a plea of not guilty on his behalf and schedule him for trial.
Yeah.
Counsel asks that the court so issue such finding and schedule trial immediately. And then I said counsel requests bail be reconsidered at this point in time and the defendant be released for $1,000 personal recognizance. And then,
you know, it's worth a shot. I don't know if it's going to work out. I mean, because clearly they're playing hardball with this. You know, they're demanding that he stay in their jail until he asks them for something. And of course, they know that you probably, I don't know if they know that you've been able to talk to him or not. So I'm not sure how they're going to handle this, but it could just simply be something where the judge just denies this. And they may approve you as far as his representative, but they may deny all of these requests. And you'll know more tomorrow, right?
What?
You're going to know more on these tomorrow, is that right?
Yep, and there's more if you want me to wait a minute.
Sure, hang on. We'll bring you back here. The latest on our friend Sam. He is a co-host on the show. He is currently behind bars up here in New Hampshire. The latest on that is obviously here, but you can get more information on how you can help at sam.jailedactivist.info. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. What we are seeing is a massive inflationary undertow building that is going to knock Americans right off their feet. The dollar is headed back down, and even though now decoupled from gold, its fall will tend to have a salutary effect on gold. Having mega inflation will give gold a big assist as well.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We predicted the recent announcement that the Fed was monetizing Treasury debt some 4 months ago. Not only had they been buying Treasury debt secretly, but as we pointed out over the years, they were secretly buying Treasury via offshore locations, something in the order of about $100 billion worth since late 2008. Can we imagine that the first quarter purchases must have really looked like?
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive and enjoy yourself there at bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI as we continue to update you on the status of our friend and co-host, Sam, who is currently sitting in, perhaps in solitary. We've yet to determine exactly his status, but we know that he's behind bars. We know that he is in the Cheshire County jail up here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. Why is he there? Well, because he had the gall to walk into a public place, the clerk's office outside the Keene District Court, and attempt to record with his video camera. And now they're charging him with disorderly conduct, with possession without a serial number, alleging apparently that the camera was stolen. They're charging him with refusal to process. And I just mentioned,
you know, that's the sickest, nastiest part of this is this whole, talking, pretending that his camera's stolen. They're trying to smear this guy. They're not upholding justice here. I mean, don't you need some kind, shouldn't you have some kind of indication of a crime? I mean,
they're claiming it has no serial number, which means it's stolen.
They're implying that, but how can he go find a receipt when he's locked up?
I don't know.
A serial number? I mean, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, so, and then there was another charge in there, so let's see. Disorderly conduct, the serial number thing.
Yeah, rubbing the serial number off of your, item is against the law now.
Apparently so. There's those two. There's resisting arrest. That was the one that I'd left out. Resisting arrest and then refusal to process, which, of course, is really ironic because of the whole freedom of speech or freedom not to speak. They tell you when you get arrested that anything you say can and will be used against you. Well, apparently, if you don't say anything at all, then that can be used against you as well, calling it refusal to process. And that's a crime, too. So not talking is a crime in America. We go back to Ivy.
Actually, that's only a town ordinance. It's not an actual state statute.
It's a law, right? No, I mean, it's probably not the only one out there. A lot of town ordinances are essentially boilerplate where they copy it from other towns where it's already been going on. So it may not just be Keene. It may be all over the place. But you went out and about today. CDEvolution.org gave you a few bucks for gas because you had to drive 2.5 hours from Grafton. But you came down here today to help out with this situation, and I thank you so much for getting involved because you're somebody who unfortunately was targeted by the state yourself, fairly recently. So you, I guess, did some legal research on your own, and you know a whole lot more than most of the Free Staters up here, that's for sure. And so you've come down and you've given of your time, to help Sam out. You said you had a few more things to share with our audience tonight, so go ahead.
If the motion tomorrow, the motion to release, does not work, what my next thought is going to be filing a writ of habeas corpus, because they can't hold him indefinitely for no reason, and so
they have a reason. Their reason is he's not doing what they want, they're demanding of him. So that's their reason.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's the plan. So we'll go from there and keep you updated.
Ivy, what does it make you think that you're going to get an answer tomorrow? It was my understanding that they have 10 business days to answer any motions. Did you?
Well, one of the things that I asked for was an expedited hearing on the motion, and I asked for a hearing this afternoon, and Larry looked at his watch, and I kind of said, well, Elijah's probably gone home for the day, so I don't think that's going to happen today. He said, go bring his copy over to him, and probably tomorrow morning I can talk to him, and we can schedule it for tomorrow afternoon. And so the court clerk told me to call first thing in the morning, and they would confirm that. But he seemed to be agreeing that they would, in fact, hear it expedited. So that means probably tomorrow. I'd say probably at the latest the next day.
All right. Well, of course, we'll keep you up to date. And I thank you for calling in tonight, Nez. And hopefully you'll call us throughout the week as you learn more. And that way you can better inform our listeners than having me kind of relay it through what you told me earlier today. Because I didn't do the best job. Thanks, Ivy. And thank you so much for your help with this.
Mm. No problem.
Yep.
Anytime.
Yep, good night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had a gentleman who was on hold. His question was, how can he support Sam? He dropped off the line, but I just want to basically answer that question because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are wondering. I suggested earlier that you could make some phone calls to let these bureaucrats know that they are being watched and that people do care about Sam. The phone numbers that you need are at sam.jailedactivist.info. So you can call the jail, you can call the Keene Police Department, you can call the Keene District Court. These are the three governmental entities that are involved in imprisoning our friend. And, you know, ask him questions about Sam's well-being. Ask him where he is. How is he being treated? Is he okay? Tell him how you feel. I'm not saying what you should do, but that's one option for you. Another option is to support CD Evolution. CDEvolution.org is a fund that's been set up to help take care of people that are willing to put it on the line. People like Sam who are willing to take these risks so you don't have to. I mean, ideally, more people should take risks like this. If more people did, then we would have some serious changes real quick. But in the meantime, it's only a select group of people that are willing to do this, and really only a select group of people have the freedom to do these things. A lot of people have kids. A lot of people have responsibilities that they just can't let go of for whatever reason, you know, loved ones that they have to take care of. Sam, fortunately, is a single man, and he's got the flexibility in his life. He's made a decent amount of money to where he's relatively safe to, you know, he can pay his rent and have the bills paid and things like that. So it's a select group of people that can really put it on the line. And so CDEvolution.org helps support these folks financially. Like we said earlier, paying Ivy a few bucks to come down here and do this today, giving her the gas money that it took to get her out here and bring her expertise in to this situation was the first expenditure from CD Evolution, and I'm sure there will be more. But CDEvolution.org is a way that you can help out. You can also pay attention, obviously listen to Free Talk Live and forward this information on. I mean, there's basically a lockdown on coverage here on this story. The Keene Sentinel has covered it, the local newspaper, but I haven't seen it pop anywhere else up. I mean, the AP apparently has not picked this up. So multiple arrests, because it wasn't just Sam that was arrested on Monday. There were seven people that were arrested on Monday. And where's the coverage? It's up to you to spread this around the blogosphere and to post on, post on blogs, post on message forums, let people know what's going on up here. Get people involved. Get involved yourself. Come over to freestateproject.org. Get signed up for the Free State Project if you aren't already and start making plans to move up here and get active. Because whether you move to Keene or somewhere else in New Hampshire, this is where the action is. This is where we really do have the best chance at liberty in our lifetime. So those are a handful of things that you can do to make a difference. You can write Sam. Go to mail-2-jail.com. You can write Sam through that website. Or you can use the address that's at sam.jailedactivist.info and write him yourself. That's a few things you can do. If I've missed something, dial in. Let us know what you think can be done to assist here. But one of the...
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, features including archives. We go back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You just click, and they're yours free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Dan is on the line in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like, for just briefly, for about as long as you guys could stand it, I would like for you, Ian, and Wayne, and Mark to put yourself in the chair of either Mr. Rivera or or the judge or the jailer, anybody involved.
You're talking about the people that are involved in jailing our friend and co-host Sam.
Right, right. You guys, we're all on the same page here. Just about as long as you can stand. You're sitting there drinking out of a flask, and I'll explain why you would be. You've got calls coming in, all kinds of calls coming in from people all over the world, all these ambassadors and their people that work for them, complaining, talking in accents sometimes that you may not be able to understand and stuff, saying, hey, I just got a video and an email showing some stuff that happened to Patrick and to Sam, you know, how they were carried around and everything like that. And these people aren't talking to me plain like I'm talking to you. I'm talking about folks that are, you know, from wherever they happen to live and stuff. They may not talk in a accent you'd be unable to understand. And you'd be wondering, at that particular point in time, would you want to D or E or even F with guys like Sam or anybody else in the future once all this nastiness and the dust settles and stuff and all of it, you know, comes to light? Myself, there's not a whole lot I can do. I don't have the means to send out any mass emails to people and stuff, especially to ambassadors. But if there's anybody out there and stuff that can get such a thing going and stuff, a bulk emailer or whatever. I don't know a whole lot about that particular type of technology. But if you're out there and you can get that video together and you can get something saying basically what happened and where it's going and why Sam's being held for such ridiculous, absurd reasons and stuff, and send it to all these ambassadors. You can Google a list of ambassadors. I'm not talking about just ours to China or ours to Belgium, but say the Republic of Togo's ambassador to...
Boy, okay, I wasn't really sure what you meant when you were talking about ambassadors. You're talking about country ambassadors? Why would they pick up the phone and call the bureaucrats that are imprisoning Sam from the Obscure Truth Network?
What did you see when you saw that video? What did you see when you saw Patrick being carried out? What did you see when... You know, I mean, these are people that are human beings and stuff.
I saw men being abused, yes, okay, but I'm not sure why the ambassador to China is going to really care about that.
Well, I don't know. Some of them will. A lot of them won't.
It's worth a shot. I'm not saying don't give it a try. Yeah. I just don't know how much a bureaucrat is going to care too much about what other bureaucrats are really up to.
Well, what about say, countries that don't necessarily get along with the United States and stuff? I wonder how they would look at it.
It might be an opportunity for a country like that to, you know.
Sure, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Do anything. I mean, whatever it is you think is right, I think just having people all across the country and around the world picking up their phones and personally calling these bureaucrats is going to do a lot. That's, of course, what happened when they arrested me a few months back, but apparently they didn't get enough of it. You know, apparently they didn't hear from enough people to dissuade them from doing this in the future, because now they're doing it more, and they're doing it to more people, arresting 7 people in less than an hour's time, and 8 if you consider the day beforehand. We've had 8 arrests within this last week up here in New Hampshire, so clearly they're not letting off the gas, and so they need to hear, maybe they just need to hear from more people and hear how outraged people are. And as you're saying, it's gonna bug them eventually if the phone is ringing off the hook constantly with people that are upset at them, hopefully.
Would it bug you? I mean, let's just say you guys are still in those chairs and stuff that we're talking about. I mean, wouldn't it just bug the hell out of each one of you? I mean, wouldn't it just make you think, man, I'm in the wrong business and stuff. I'm on the wrong side of this.
I would think that, you know, bureaucrats calling bureaucrats would have more sway to bureaucrats.
It's certainly going to bug the person answering the phone. It's not going to be the judge that answers the phone at the court. It's not going to be the, you know, the superintendent that answers the phone at the jail. But eventually you can, bugging the phone answerers is going to be enough to get the office buzzing. And if you can get into voicemail, you can fill up their voicemails as well. And again, I'm not suggesting anybody harass anyone here.
No,
I'm not suggesting that anybody leave multiple voicemails. But if a bunch of people call and leave one voicemail, then that's, you know, that's a legitimate thing. Calling and looking to talk to these bureaucrats and leaving a message saying, I'm so-and-so, I'm concerned about what you're doing, I would like to hear back from you on this, here's my number, is, I think, a completely legitimate thing to do. And if it's 15 people that are doing it, those are 15 individuals that are doing an individual thing, and it's not some sort of harassment thing on the part of one person.
Right, and also they also want to send this out to national media and stuff, too. I mean, they want to, you know, let everybody know, you know?
Yep. Thanks for the suggestions tonight, Dan.
No problem.
I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. What can be done to help out Sam, who's currently rotting away in a jail cell in some part of the Cheshire County Jail here in New Hampshire? 800-259-9231. So contacting the bureaucrats is one thing, letting them know that you are displeased, checking in on the welfare of your friend or somebody who you might like to be your friend, somebody who you're concerned with, checking in on his welfare at the jail, letting the bureaucrats know that you don't appreciate what they've done, contributing to CD Evolution. What are some of the other things? Writing Sam is something you can do, because if he's in solitary, presuming they're delivering mail to him and they haven't indicated that they aren't, then giving him something to read, something to look at, is going to be a major help for him. So writing to him is useful. mail-2-jail.com is a great website. Allows you to write to him without actually having to expend anything out of pocket. protests are being scheduled out in front of the jail. It's my understanding that there will be a protest going on that is going to happen probably Sunday. It's going to happen around shift change time, so all of the bureaucrats that are leaving the jail and the ones that are coming in are going to be able to see the protesters. I think that's the best time you could possibly have a protest at the jail. And of course, then the prisoners get to see you as well, and that, you know, that excites them. They really enjoyed seeing us when we were out there the other day. They give us thumbs up.
Yes,
and
bring hot women.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. That would be something that the prisoners would really appreciate. Maybe,
yeah, I'm sure they would.
You know, as a regular prisoner outreach, we could hire some chick to go out and take her clothes off out in front of the prison.
Hey, you can wear your G-string. Some of the guys in there would like that.
I don't know if that many of them would, but...
I'd find it horrifying.
Yeah. So what are some other things that can be done? I know I have not covered everything. Let's continue with your calls. Joe in New York. Of course, you can bring up anything. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Just super. What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I'm calling because I'm wondering why you haven't tried to seek out the services of an attorney for this person's case.
He would like that very much.
Hear me out. I realize that hiring a private attorney is prohibitively expensive, but I'm curious, why haven't you reached out to the countless pro bono organizations or sought out the public defender's office? I mean, I'm very curious. Do you think that public defenders are perhaps poorly trained and not suited to be lawyers?
Nope. As we pointed out earlier, the lawyers swear an oath of allegiance to the state. So their allegiance lies primarily, even if you're paying them, their oath of allegiance lies with the state government and the feds, basically. So their number one rule is that they can't do anything to buck the system. And so if what you're going to do is in any way challenging to the system itself, then you can't have a lawyer help you out with that. And knowing Sam,
really?
Knowing how he's... The lawyers have an allegiance to the system. It's the absolute truth.
Really? So, well, it's just... I'm confused because during the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, the desegregation movement was fought out in court. Thurgood Marshall swore an oath of allegiance to the bar of the state of Maryland and eventually to the bar of the Supreme Court of the United States and changed it. Yes, it took a long while. Yes, there were some very ugly episodes and all of that, but Marshall successfully changed the system from within the system and eventually sat at the pinnacle of the system. Now, is the constitutional oath that's prescribed in Article 6, do you find that offensive?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I'm not saying lawyers are completely useless. We're coming up.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live and you want to help support Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, who is currently in jail, you can shop at newegg.freetalklive.com. Buy computer parts through that link. And the CD Evolution Fund will get a percentage of your purchase. So that's newegg.freetalklive.com. CD Evolution, of course, a fund designed to support those who are willing to put it on the line for civil disobedience, to engage in civil disobedience and non-cooperation, like our very own Sam from obscuredtruth.com. So again, newegg.freetalklive.com. Do your computer parts shopping there. We go back to Dan, Joe in New York. Joe, you're asking why it is that Sam might not want to get a lawyer. You
Correct.
Point out that lawyers have been very helpful to people in the past, and I don't deny that. I think that there are some lawyers who are very pro-liberty people. I mean, I've known a couple of them personally, mm-hmm. so it's not a slight against lawyers. What it is saying that Sam, I know he's probably not going to be interested in attaining a lawyer because there are certain tactics that lawyers just cannot use because they've sworn an allegiance to the system. So it's not to say that lawyers are completely useless. It's just that there are certain things that they can't do.
Like what?
Like challenge.
I'm a little confused. What do you think? How do you think the legal profession could not help your friend who's up in Westmoreland?
You know, that's a great question. What are the exact things that that one can't do as a lawyer? And I'd have to bring on Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land at markstevens.net to better answer those questions for you, because I myself am a little rusty at throwing out some of these things. But essentially, Mark Stevens' approach is to go in there and ask a bunch of questions about the nature of the system, the nature and the cause of the charges against him, and basically box the judge back into a corner to where they pretty much have to either get really violent or throw the case out? And so there's a series of questions that Mark Stevens likes to get up there and ask, that if a lawyer were to ask these very same questions, he'd be disbarred. So if you want to learn more about that, I recommend you go to markstevens.net, and you can learn more.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll forget your friend just for a minute. I know he's obviously very important to you, and I hope he's being well treated at Westmoreland. I know Westmoreland was the subject of a lawsuit not too long ago about conditions there. But I want to know, why hasn't the liberty activism movement, since I don't want to call it the Free State movement, since I made that mistake before, why hasn't the liberty activist movement sought out an attorney in the same way the NAACP sought out Thurgood Marshall, Charles Houston, and all of those people? I mean,
there are attorneys within this movement. I thought I made that clear. There's Evan Knappen and there's Adam Mackler. Those are two attorneys that I know of. Mm-hmm. I've met Adam in person.
Tim Condon.
All three of those gentlemen are lawyers, and they are Free State Project members. Two of the three live up here in New Hampshire full time. So there are attorneys within this movement.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, why haven't you,
Look, if the legal system was going to save us from the tyranny of the government, why hasn't it done it already?
It has, though. Our history is rife with that.
I'm sorry,
more
Joe.
More than 50% of your paycheck goes to pay government taxes, whether it be income tax, property tax, or whatever. And you're telling me that I'm not a slave to the government?
It's because of the lawyers, Mark. You
I mean,
thank
it's
them.
The law that tells me that I have to pay an income tax. It's the law that says that I'm free and I don't have to, you know, be in an, you know, do involuntary servitude, but I do have to fill out the income tax form. It's the law that says that I'm free to carry a firearm, but I can't carry a firearm because I'm a convicted felon. It's the law that is full and rife with these kind of contradictions.
Well, that's because the intrinsic contradiction, though, of citizenship. A citizen, on the one hand, has rights, like to be have a fair trial, to not have the police wantonly search their cars on the road. But at the same time, the citizen has obligations to their government.
How were those obligations created?
Those obligations were created when we decided that we would live in a society under rule of law.
Who's we?
We the people, the preamble of the Constitution.
I didn't decide that. I was born and I grew up. And at no point did I make that decision.
I didn't sign that Constitution. Did you, Joe?
Yeah, is your name on the Constitution, Joe?
No, but I'm willing to subscribe to the constitutional oath.
Congratulations.
Article 6.
Congratulations. I don't like the part where it says that black people are 3/5 of a human.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
That was changed.
Thanks for the call. 802. Well, through the wonders of the law.
Through the wonders of the 14th Amendment that made us all citizens of the United States instead of citizens of the several states. You know, the 14th Amendment's the one that ruined it all.
Hasn't he heard yet that we're a democracy, that we don't follow the rule of law anymore, we follow the rule of the majority?
We continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Paul in California on the Amp Line. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, apparently there's two Pauls from California. I'm going to have to come up with a different moniker here.
There's probably more than that, even.
Paul from L.A. or something. Anyway, I'm really sorry to hear about Sam and the other people, but I was calling because I was listening to a conversation you guys had like a few days ago. I listened to you on podcast, and you had a caller that was talking about how would you handle distributing the quote unquote public property. And Mark said, brought up this idea of the extreme case of somebody who's, how much does property ownership really extend to? Could you shoot somebody, especially like a child who is trespassing on your property? Because there's no cops to arrest you, mm-hmm. So it's your property, you can shoot people, right? Well, once again, if you think it through, yeah, there's no cops to stop you from shooting the girl. However, there's also no cops to keep the parent of the girl from shooting him. Now, how many disgruntled old men would continue to shoot trespassers under those conditions?
Well, I found that people often will do what they are in the right to do. You know, that people on the road feel that they have the right of way. There is no point in the traffic law where you have the right of way. The only people that have the right-of-way are people on horses and pedestrians. No one in a motor vehicle has the right-of-way ever, but they feel that way. I have the right-of-way. You'll even hear people say things like that. They'll honk, they'll shake their fist, they'll give you the finger. You know, those are the same kind, that's the same kind of attitude, that kind of road rage attitude that concerns me. You know, somebody who says, this is my property, and yeah, I can defend it in whatever manner I want. I mean,
well, no, you can't. Because as we pointed out, our callers pointed out earlier this week, I think it was on Saturday, and then somebody else made the same point later, that the ideal situation would be where you can only respond to a violation of rights to the reciprocal level of the original violation. So if the little girl is picking flowers, then he has the right to, you know, to remove her from his property or something like that. But he certainly does not have the right to hurt the little girl because she has not harmed him.
I think it's a good answer. I mean, you know, somebody spits in your eye, you're not able to pull out your 9mm and put a bullet in their forehead. You know, it's responding, you know, far too much in excess. And, you know, it's...
I agree. And the point is, I think it's the state that inculcates this idea of rights more than we think, because people, you know, if they pay taxes, it's like, well, I have a right to decide what happens in the schools, you know, and even if it's a reaction against being stolen from, well, okay, I can't stop the cops from stealing my property, but I can then assert my, you know, rights somewhere else, you know, and it's like, it's just, once the state falls away and people can just deal with each other as people, as equals, I think we'll be a lot more friendly to each other.
I think you're right about that, Paul. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Gigan?
Yes.
Gigan in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Anyway, I went to one of the Boston Tea Party events today in Bradenton, Florida, and I was expecting it to be a very, like, Republican-type atmosphere because that's the way they've kind of been broadcast around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually knew it was a friend of mine who was putting it on. She's a libertarian, and she said she didn't want it to turn out that way. And so I went very anarcho-capitalist propaganda covered. I had voluntary assembled on me in the anarcho-capitalist Gadsden flag and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised at how not negative the reaction was. I actually got to talk to three people at length about the idea of a voluntary society. And they were actually quite interested. And I was really surprised because I wasn't expecting that reaction.
Maybe they've been listening to Free Talk Live on Saturday nights on WFLA.
Or WWPR, they've been listening to Free Talk Live, getting it 5 days a week.
That's possible.
Regardless, I think the public is starting to get ripe for this because they're seeing that neither the D's or the R's are the answer.
Yeah, I think we've tried them both recently, and they're not working. Hey, where was that rally in Bradenton, Florida?
Where was it? At Mixon Farm?
Mixon Farms? Okay.
Very
the
good,
orange
sir.
Juice place.
We are out of time, unfortunately, but thank you for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Gigan, and we appreciate everybody's calls, and even those who didn't make it on the air. Call back tomorrow night. We'll get you on. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. For the latest on Sam, head over to sam.jailedactivist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.